Gracias, presidente. Soy Emerson Caetano y me gustaría decir que la política que históricamente las disparidades sociales por lo que respecta a la raza son tan grandes como nuestro tamaño geográfico.
Most of the times, silence the racial situation, excluding black people from basic
se excluye a
for instance, in areas where there are more poverty and a lack of public research, black people are the majority. On the other hand, Euro-descendants occupy the high class places in postcards. The rights of public goods like healthcare, access to education and security without suppression of human rights is a privilege.
Es imposible interpretar, disculpen.
Biggest problems of the racial debate in Brazil is that the decision makers of public policies are always addressing racial issues as only a social economic problem, disregarding the simple fact that the Brazilian society is still struggling to overcome the slavery time and its remaining sorrows. Right to decent work and justice are historical issues of my community. Afro-Brazilians are still struggling to have basic human rights and to be accepted as ordinary citizens daily. The reason why the Afro-Brazilians don't have job or justice is due to the stereotype built by a racist historical model that considers black people inferior. I study international relations due to the policy of affirmative actions for Afro-Brazilian, and this achievement of the black movement is at risk nowadays because the actual Brazilian administration says that it is reverse racism. But it's important to mention that the first affirmative actions were given to Europeans in the form of land to pursue Afro-Brazilian epistemology and institutionalize the Western lifestyle. Against the odds, we are bursting through the barricades, through culture and black pride, connecting with other black peoples around the world, sharing our ordinary injustices, as well as spreading the truth that all lives do matter, and we are way much stronger when united. Thank you a lot for the opportunity.
No, thank you.